continuing our coverage here from the 2025 NRA annual meetings in Atlanta, Georgia. I am so pleased. You know, one of the great things about the annual meeting is you're sitting here talking, and folks just walk by, and you never know who you're going to run into. And this morning, I happened to run into my good friend, John Annone, Camp Compass.
Yes, sir.
John, we're just talking. I mean, I don't know. 20 years? 19 years?
Yeah, almost 20 years. Just almost 20 years. We've been grinding.
And, you know, the work that you've done, if folks don't know about Camp Compass, how do you describe, what's your elevator pitch when you talk about
it? You know what? It has changed over time, but Camp Compass is a system that rewards inner city kids with outdoor hunting and fishing excursions through firearm training, right? We grow kids through the gun. It's not a one-day deal. It's a growth system using firearms.
And the changes that you are able to see in these kids, right?
Yeah. You know, it's been talked about quite often that we started to just change lives.
Yeah.
And it's been written many times that we have saved lives. You know, so the opportunity to grow, especially urban kids that don't have a chance to be exposed to firearms in a positive way,
right,
has been kind of our mantra.
And, you know, and that is a huge component of it, right? I mean, teaching kids, as you say, that guns themselves are not inherently good or inherently bad. It's, I mean, we talk about it all the time, right? It's the intention. It's the person holding that gun and their intention.
Correct.
But you know, you also, it's not just about guns, right? I mean, you talk about, you take them out fishing, you take them out hiking, you get them out into the great outdoors, and amazing experience.
It is. Growth is one thing, but I, if I had to sum it up, I'd use the word trust.
Well, he goes,
right? Trust, right? Because a kid and their parents have to trust me, and then I have to trust that they're going to follow the impetus of what we give to them, you know? And then when they finally have earned that right to use a firearm, that's the final piece of trust that we give to them, right? So I think if we had to look at that one word for the industry, mm-hmm, I would use that word.
Okay. So what ages are we talking about here?
You know, we start our students in sixth grade, and then they're able to stay with us until they graduate from high school.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. So we're not, like I said, we're a growth and developmental program. We grow kids through the gun. You know, and it's our hope that we're going to be able to help others learn how to do that. Because once again, if I told you that you can only squeeze a trigger one time, you would look at me and go, John, that's not who I am. Right? I need multiple opportunities, multiple experiences around multiple people to be able to affirm the culture and be trusted within the cultures and garner new knowledge. You know, for my future, if I'm a kid,
right?
You know, so trust is that big word.
And then, who do you serve? Like, what area are you still in? The Allentown, Pennsylvania?
You know, we are in the Allentown, Pennsylvania area. I don't advertise. I don't recruit. I have so many people that want into the program, sibling after sibling after sibling. I mean, it should be a family program because we take on so many siblings. However, our new goal, now that I retired from teaching for 35 years, yeah, and I'm happy about that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Is to be able to implement, we don't want the name Camp Compass in every community. What we want is the philosophy of Camp Compass. And it's our hope, you know, that gun clubs and barber shops and places in various communities across America reach out to us, so that we can come and help people put meat on their skeletons. That's what we call it. We're going to put meat on their skeletons in regards to looking at what they have and teaching people how to elongate young lives. That's how we're going to continue to succeed and foster.
So, I mean, as we're talking about this, I'm thinking about Richmond, Virginia, which is about an hour from where I live, Petersburg, Virginia. Some of the, you know, highest violent crime rates in the state, Petersburg, some of the highest violent crime rates in the country, unfortunately. And I know that there are kids that could use something like this. Well, you know, we talk about putting meat on that skeleton. Where do you start? How does a gun club or a Second Amendment advocate take this, your idea, and then build on it, run with it?
You know, it's it depends upon how high of a mountain you want to climb, right? Because we can take you to the moon if you want to go to the moon. And once again, it reflects on what the community's goals are.
Okay.
You know, so you know, if a local gun club, let's say, wants to start working with kids, well, then we've got to sit down and foster out those goals for the gun club. And then what we do is we start to look at concentric circles around the gun club to be able to build out in the community. Hey, what are our arm's lengths into the community? Where can we recruit? What can we do? And then what we do is we build out a calendar, a multiple piece calendar where we can get kids coming back again and again and again, reporting with us via report cards. Let's face it, report cards come out 3-4 times a year. Right? Why people aren't reaching out to kids based on report cards is beyond me. Right? I mean, hell, you could have a shoot the report card day if you want to. There's lots of ways to win.
Yeah.
Lots of ways to win. You just have to have the roadmap, okay, which Camp Compass has developed to be able to do that.
Well, again, you've done amazing work. You're going to be honored this weekend, right? Can you? I know you don't like to talk about yourself, but can I ask you to tell us what is going to happen this weekend?
You know what? I guess you would call it a lifetime achievement award, basically. Okay. You know, I am being honored with the Freedom Award from the NRA, which comes out from America's First Freedom, and it's a pretty big deal because. According to the people that I'm going to be in the room with, it's the best of the best. And, kudos to the NRA from usually it's a top to bottom approach, you know, but I'm way at the bottom. I'm just a regular citizen, you know, and for them to recognize my work over these last 30 years, it's a pretty big deal.
Well, it is well deserved, John.
Okay.
It really is. You deserve, frankly, every accolade that there is to offer because. This is, I've known John for a long time, and the passion and the dedication that he has brought to Camp Compass, and again, to impact these kids, it has just been really something to see, and to watch this continue, yeah. To see the recognition that you're getting. So let me ask you, last question. What do you need? Because I know the awards are nice, the accolades are great, but what do you need? What does Camp Compass need to, again, to do what you want to do, right? To take this idea into other communities. What do you need from us?
I need some hungry people who are willing to listen. I need some people who are saying, you know what? Our community may be struggling. We've exhausted all of our options. We need to look at other options. And that's what I need. You know, I need people to trust me, you know, and sometimes people think of me as the kooky professor. Like, how can you give inner city kids guns and I don't give them to them, but how do you teach them how to use them? You know, and then, you know, you're taking kids and you're teaching them how to hunt and kill animals. It's not about that. I'm teaching my kids how to live, you know, and I want other people to teach their kids how to live. And if I can be, you know, the fuse for somebody else's community, then so be it. We can find grants somewhere to get that done in the community, you know, but the people will always need money to get things done, you know, but I need passion more than anything. And I need people to trust me.
All right. If there are passionate people who want to trust you, who want to talk to you, how do they get in touch with you, John?
You can reach out to our websites at johnanoni.com or campcompass.com or even huntingawareness.com or Google me at John Anoni, A-N-N-O-N-I, and just look at the pictures. You know, and once again, if I can help your community, your gun club, your church grow kids over a period of time, please just ask.
John, again, man, thank you so much for sitting down with me. Thank you for everything you do. I'm so glad we got a chance to catch up.
Yes, sir.
I look forward to doing this again.
This is pure joy right here. Thanks, man.
It is on both sides of the microphone. There you go.